Our story begins at the Abernathy Manor in Lewis's office. The early morning sun shines through the window of my office as I lean back in my chair. The light from the sun hits the photo sitting on my desk and blinds me. It's the photo of my three children. I slam the photo face down to stop the sun from reflecting off of it.
Sir, we found them.
Great. Where are they?
Closer than you might think.
Text me the address. I want to take care of this myself. Later that evening at the Abernathy Manor, in the living room, I am standing by the fireplace, thinking about my latest discovery. My killer comes up behind me. They didn't even have the nerve to face me. My killer exits through the patio door, and Sawyer, my youngest son, rushes into the living room, where he sees me lying on the floor in a pool of blood.
Oh my God!
Sawyer rushes over to the body as Kellen, my eldest son, who has never lived up to my expectations, who probably never will, enters out of breath.
Sawyer, what's all that noise?
Call 911.
Kellen's eyes almost pop out of his head when he sees my body laying there in a puddle of blood. Sawyer kneels over my body, crying. Oh. Those tears are just for show. We both know you're not upset that I'm dead. Since Sawyer enters right as my killer exits the living room, I could be sure he's not the one who pulled the trigger, but Kellen's shocked reaction could all be for show.
Kellen, did you hear me?
Is he really shocked, or is he just wanting to make sure that I'm dead? Kellen stands frozen, not able to move an inch.
Why are you just standing there, Kellen?
Sawyer gets up off of the floor and pulls his cell phone from his back pocket and dials.
I need help. My father has been shot. My name is Sawyer Abernathy, and I live at 1105 Evergreen Terrace. Hurry!
Sawyer drops the phone and goes over to Kellen and starts shaking him, trying to knock him out of his trance. Kellen continues to stare at my body, and Sawyer shakes him. Kellen doesn't respond to Sawyer slapping him.
You know they're going to think we did it.
Sawyer looks at Kellen suspiciously.
What are you talking about?
Kellen points to the gun next to my body. Sawyer looks over and notices the gun. Very interesting. Did my killer leave the gun behind to frame one of my children? Or perhaps my killer is just sloppy?
It's one of Father's guns. We'll all be suspects. Whomever shot Dad, they must be trying to frame one of us.
Our father is dead, and that's what you're worried about? Looking like a suspect?
Kellen walks over to my body, bends down, and picks up the gun.
Kellen, what the hell are you doing?
Kellen looks at Sawyer, realizing he's not going to put the pieces together of what he's saying.
We all have a reason for wanting him dead, Sawyer. You were the only one in the room when I arrived.
So? That doesn't mean that I killed him.
Maybe so. But all our prints will be on this gun. This is the gun we used last weekend during shooting practice.
You don't honestly think I killed him, do you?
Kellen takes a brief moment to think, which upset Sawyer.
No, of course not. This town is full of people who would want our father dead. Whoever did this clearly just wants one of us to take the fall.
Sawyer wipes the tears from his eyes.
We have to get rid of the gun. Wait, are you sure the police would suspect us?
The police in Old Cove are a joke. They only care about one thing, making sure they close the case, even if it means locking up an innocent person. I mean, look how they messed up Mom's case.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
I'm home.
It's Lawrence, my middle son, and pride and joy. The one child I could be proud of enters the manor. Back to Kellen and Sawyer in the living room.
Lawrence is home. Sawyer, you go and distract him, and I'll dispose of the gun.
What should I do?
I don't know. Just figure it out. Quickly.
Kellen runs out of the house and into the courtyard. Outside the Abernathy Manor, in the backyard, Kellen begins looking rapidly for a place to hide the gun. He freezes, trying to decide the right place to dispose of it, then runs over to the pond and tosses the gun in. It took you a little too long to decide that, Kellen. Back inside the Abernathy Manor, in the living room, Sawyer runs over to meet Lawrence before he has the chance to enter the living room. He runs into his arms crying.
I'm so glad you're here. It's Father. He's dead.
Lawrence simply pushes Sawyer aside and runs into the living room. I would have given anything to know if he was happy or disappointed about my death. Before Sawyer has a chance to speak, Kellen enters out of breath from the courtyard.
Lawrence?
Lawrence looks at Kellen suspiciously, then looks at Sawyer, who has a frightened look on his face.
What's going on here?
The father's been shot.
A simple answer for a simple mind.
I see that. I mean, which one of you did it?
Kellen and Sawyer's face both turn pale white. Does Lawrence have the right suspect? I do enjoy watching my children squirm.
And why would we kill Father?
Don't make me go through the list, because I will. Spill it. Which one of you finally got the strength you needed to off the old man?
You really want to know? Fine, I'll tell you.
Kellen?
Our brother wants to know, so I'm going to tell him. It was Colonel Mustard in the living room with the revolver.
Our father is dead and you're making jokes? Real cute.
What do you want me to say? I killed him? I know you would like to have that, but I didn't. I may have hated Father, but not enough to kill him.
Is that so, Kellen?
I've given up enough of my life for him. He's not worth giving up any more of it. How do we know you didn't kill him?
Oh, please. I'm Father's prodigy. His pride and joy. What do I have to gain by killing him?
That's simple. Everything. I'm pretty sure Father's will reads, I leave everything to my amazing, brilliant son, Lawrence. You may be his favorite, but...
That doesn't take you off the suspect list. Maybe you needed Father's fortune now. Are you still gambling, Lawrence?
Kellen gives Lawrence a wickedly evil smile.
What about you, brother? I do remember you saying that one day Father would pay for what he did to Mom. Has that day finally come?
Enough! We all have motives for killing Father, and no one is going to confess, even if they did. But come on, do we think one of us really killed Father?
He had a lot of enemies. Any one of them could have done it. Kellen's right, Lawrence. We shouldn't be blaming each other for a crime we didn't commit.
Kellen and Sawyer exchanged looks of worry, both knowing they disposed of the only evidence there was. Shame on my children. If I wasn't one of them, why would my son, Kellen, dispose of the only evidence in the scene of my murder? Who killed me and why? This is only the beginning. We haven't even met all of the suspects yet. Our story will continue on the next episode of Tomorrow's a New Day.